now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat, final one of 2023 here on KNCA. It's brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. We're joined by the Troy Girls Basketball Coach each and every week, as always. It's Derek Jasper. Appreciate your time, and let's dive right into it. Coach, you've played a pretty difficult schedule here through the first couple of weeks of the year. You know, you sit here with a 1-2 record, but you played 2A number 2 Riverside in the opener. That was a three-point game. You beat a 3A Big 7 league opponent in Hiawatha last week on a buzzer beater, and then Tuesday this week, you got the defending champs in 1A D1 in Donovan West, but you know, the Mustangs able to pull that one out 45-39 just before, just kind of an overall thought from what we've seen to this point. Take us back to that D-West game. What'd you see?
Yeah, another close loss. Disappointing loss. Man, you said it there. Playing a brutal schedule here early. Hopefully these close games will help us down the road. But jumped off to a nice first half against D-West. Got some baskets in the open floor. Had a five-point lead at halftime, and then they outscored us 24-13 in the second half, and quite honestly, probably wore us down a little bit. They've got some nice depth, and Coach Smith plays a lot of people and runs them in there and keeps them fresh, and we've got some people that we just can't bring off the floor. And here early in the year, we're probably not ready to play full games and be able to go full bore like we were early, and you could tell we kind of wore down. Our offensive execution after halftime was not very good. But a lot of that was a credit to their defense. I thought their defense was tremendous in the second half. Their on-ball guarding of Harper and other people also. So, very good game, close game, pretty even on the stats. Gracie Grable for us, I thought, had a good game, 10 points and 8 rebounds. Maybe the difference in the game is that they hit 5 threes and we only shoot 5 threes. So, they got us there. But Katie Johnson for them was fabulous. For the whole game, and then the Edie girl really took over in the second half defensively and then made some huge shots down the stretch. And both of those girls, you know, have state championship pedigree, kind of a belief that they were going to win the game, and they came through in the clutch, and we're probably still in the state where we're trying to figure out how good we're going to be and trying to believe that we can win close games. So that was probably the difference in that one.
Well, we continue to talk about a difficult schedule here early, and you got kind of a rare final three games here, a Thursday night game, a Saturday game, and then a Tuesday game next week, and we'll kind of dive into that momentarily. But, you know, the difficult schedule, it continues. Now you get a Jefferson County North team on Thursday night this week. You get them at home, but they got good size down low. They got some good guard play. They got a good mix of senior leadership and some underclassmen that get some minutes as well. What can you tell us about Thursday's opponent in Jefferson County North?
Yeah, it's a game that Coach Noel and I wanted to keep going. I mean, we've had a lot of games facing off against each other, and we know it's going to be good competition every year. And, you know, and we don't have to play these tough games, but we do it, and hope that it helps us down the stretch. Jason and a team that beat us this summer, a very big team. We'll probably play some zone against us that we haven't seen a lot of, and so we'll have to really try to execute some zone offensive stuff, and it's going to be a big challenge for us. One of the best teams in the Northeast Kansas League, which will be in that league next year, so the little rivalry will continue, but a non-conference game this year, but a really tough opponent. And, you know, we just got to keep fighting a good fight and see if we can overcome some of these close games at the end and come out on top. You know, we kind of did that against Hiawatha. Made a nice comeback. The other two games, we couldn't quite pull off at the end. So we just keep trying to get in better shape and keep trying to be able to finish better in the fourth quarter.
Well, what's your quick thought here on this schedule and how it shapes up for you here before the holiday break? Again, Thursday night, you get JCN, a Saturday afternoon game, a game that was moved from early in the year. You get Blue Valley, and then you turn around and play a really good Clifton Clyde team on Tuesday before the break. So essentially three games in 5 or 6 days or so. So it's obviously going to be a challenging stretch against some good competition.
Yeah, not ideal this early in the year, especially with some inexperience we have. But, you know, we started from last night. We were going game, practice, game, practice, game, practice, game, practice the rest of the way. So it is nice to have one day in between to kind of get our legs back under us and kind of have a practice before each game to kind of prepare for that new team. But really probably not an ideal stretch for us, especially with our lack of depth, you know, only having 9 players on the roster. Hopefully we can kind of hold up and keep fresh legs and keep going. Really tough schedule, but hopefully we'll be the better for it at the end of the season.
Troy girls basketball coach, that is Derek Jasper, joining us. Again, brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kenzie Farms, and Exchange Bank. They get Jefferson County North Thursday night, Blue Valley Saturday afternoon, and then Clifton Clyde next Tuesday night before the holiday break. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy these next three games in about 5 days, and we'll talk to you in 2024.
You bet. Have a Merry Christmas, Brandon.